We're here with Michael Pratt, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for Panini. Michael, how are you?
Outstanding. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Well, it's good to see you. We wanted to ask you a couple questions. First of all, you know, you've been at the show for 2-3 days. What do you see as the major trends? What should financial institutions really be concerned with in the coming year?
Well, I think that as the opportunity to fund the loans that are on their balance sheets becomes more and more restricted by the availability of foreign deposits and wholesale capital, domestic deposits have become absolutely more critical. You've seen some major acquisitions over the last month that were based primarily on the acquisition of domestic deposits. Mm-hmm. And so how banks can go out and capture those deposits is very, very key. They become the predominant way by which they continue to make credit available mm-hmm. at a competitive rate to all their markets. The other trend that I see is the increasing importance of image capture and clearing for paper-based items, like checks, for example. As paper-based unit costs continue to accelerate, mm-hmm. up 12% last year by the Federal Reserve, and electronic clearing costs continue to decline, those banks that don't have an image capture and clearing infrastructure in place will find themselves increasingly at a per unit cost disadvantage, a lack of competitive position.
Sure. Yeah, we would agree. Cost savings is a big issue in the coming year. What is Panini doing really to address those concerns? How can you help financial institutions?
You bet. There's a number of different areas that we try to help our FI customers. The first is to make the implementation of that image capture and clearing very economical and very efficient and in a way that provides a quick payback. And one of the ways that we do that is in our product line, which of course is for the check image capture and microline capture, we adhere to the principle of scalability. Mm-hmm. So a bank could, for example, buy one of our products, decide that additional features or functionality or processing speed was needed, and they don't have to throw that investment out and buy something new.
Right.
There's a very simple upgrade to the software that drives the scanner, mm-hmm. and their investment's protected, and they've obtained the benefits that they want from these new features.
Right.
So that allows them to not only protect their investment, but that scalability also means that as they look out at all of the types of capture applications that an FI will address, be it branch capture or remote deposit capture or back office conversion, all of those environments are different. They all have different volumes and different processing requirements. By having scalability in our product line, the financial institution achieves some pretty significant economies of scale mm-hmm. by deploying one platform, one product, one vendor, one set of supplies, one training, really lowering their overall cost of deployment, and then on an ongoing basis, lowering the cost of operations.
That's great. Great. Good to hear. Listen, going into 2009, as we talked about, it's going to be a very turbulent year. What advice do you have for these guys in the context of your product or generally overall for their business?
You bet. My first piece of advice would be, of course, within the constraints of risk underwriting and those sort of things, but to be aggressive. Where there is chaos, there is opportunity. And for those banks that see the critical importance of deposits and image capture and clearing, this is an opportunity to grow your bank. It truly is. And then related to that is the concept that small business, which, you know, there are 23, 24 million small businesses out there, they very much use the check as a payment instrument and receive the check as a payment instrument. That's a large segment that's ripe for adoption on remote deposit capture.
Right.
And the advice I would offer there is really that small business is not a retail customer, nor is small business a wholesale treasury customer. They have some pretty unique needs.
Mm-hmm.
And to the extent that a bank can message and solution specific to small business, they'll find a high probability of success.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for your time and have a great show.
My pleasure. You as well.